listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Well, it's the M.I. Crooked Letter. Ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you best to wear your sweater because I'm cooler than a polo bear's toenails. Oh, hell. There he go again. Talking that shit. Bend corners like I was a curve and struck a nerve, and now you about to see this other player serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spent. And you got me bit like elbows, amongst other things, but I'm not worried, because when we step up in the party like I'm about to scurry. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast with your host Rod and
Karen.
That's right. Now go get your fucking shine box and your sack of nickels. It tickles to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. That's the shit.
Yes, sir.
That at Fat Sacks, B-I-G-B-O-I, it's the same motherfucker to put them knuckles to your eye, and I try. Anyway, we live. It's Saturday, feedback time. You guys know how we do.
Yes, sir.
It's also a very special person's birthday.
It is.
Their official birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, we kind of celebrated early yesterday.
Justin,
Karen got a Steven Universe shirt
and yes,
flowers and card and stuff. Now it's the official B-Day. People wishing you happy birthday all on Twitter and Facebook and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll take that any day. My biggest thing is that, a few years ago, I made a personal decision that I will no longer work on my birthday.
Well, we kind of working. We
working, but this mm-hmm. ain't work. I'm talking about like my normal 9 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't care what day of the week it falls. It happens to fall on a Saturday, so I took off a few extra days. But if it falls through the week, nope. You can have every other day you want, but you won't have that day.
Well, I'm glad that, I'm glad you're enjoying it, man. I think a lot mm-hmm. of people, you know, the older they get, the more weird they get about their birthdays. But I'm like, the older the birthday, that's the better the birthday. Because that's like one more year you weren't supposed to be here.
Ain't that the truth, man?
Young birthdays, you take them for granted.
You sure do. You like, oh, fuck it. I know I'm going to live forever.
Yeah, most people make it to 9, you know.
Right. It's right.
It's when you up there, getting up there, that's when you need to be like, woo, I'm going to throw a freak fest when I get to 70, you know.
What?
Number strippers.
Strippers and drugs. Shit, do all of them. Fucking, I'm gonna die soon anyway.
Well, it's feedback time, which means you guys left comments on the page, theblackoutist.com. It means you guys did stuff like voted in the polls, left us 5-star reviews on iTunes, none on Stitcher this week. Also emailed us, theblackoutist@gmail.com, left us voicemails that are 3 minutes or less, 704-557-0186. To leave those voicemails at 3 minutes or less. People did all these things because they enjoyed the show and they want to get our opinions and give their opinions on the things we discussed. And we appreciate everybody takes the time out to do that. The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And the unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. And let's talk about the people that did donate to the show. With no further ado, play the song. Oh yeah. Thank you so much, guys. To Latonya D, recurring donator. Thank you, Latonya. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Brand new recurring donator. Marvin B, recurring donator. Thank you, Marvin.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole F, recurring donator. Thank you, Nicole. Early Daisy Photography. Go get your kids some pictures in their soccer uniform. You know, they sit on the couch drinking soda, eating chips any other day. A Woodsy. Thank you, Wood. Mr. Span of the Span Report. Going live today at 5:30 PST. Andy S. Recurring donator. Thank you, Andy. Janine R. Recurring donator. Stefan H. Recurring donator. Mary H. Recurring donator. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
John B. Chill, relax. Thank you. Or is it cool, relax?
Cool, relax. Keep making them albums.
Keep making them. Arthur W. Recurring donator. Thank you, Arthur. Brand new recurring donator. Go to the new members class.
Yes.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker, recurring donator. Giving us those NFL checks.
Mm-hmm.
Waste Bees by Sura. Recurring donator.
Yes.
Bronco Pride, Eric, thank you for that recurring donation.
Attitude check.
Latonya B, recurring donator, thank you, Latonya. Mm-hmm. Of course, our girl Adrian from Labella Body Care. I won't say booty care. Labella. Oh, she ain't doing butt injections yet, is she?
I don't think she is, but you can rub some of them butters on your booty if you want to.
Labella Body Care, recurring donator. Hugh G, recurring donator. Alexander M, recurring donator. Mm-hmm. Terry W, recurring donator. Jason Flowers, recurring donator. Calvin N, recurring donator. Gerard L, recurring donator. Chet L.
Thank you.
I wonder if Chet is white or black. Chet feels like a white name, but there's brothers named everything.
Right.
Timothy R, recurring one-time donator. Thank you very much, Timothy.
Thank you
for visiting the church this week. We appreciate it.
Yes, we thank you for stopping by.
Play me on out, Mr. Paisley.
I try to put myself in your shoes, and that's a good place to begin. It ain't like I can walk a mile in no one else's skin, cause I'm just a white man living in the Southland. Just like you, I'm more than one. See, I'm proud of where I'm from, but not everything we've done. It ain't like you and me can rewrite history. Our generation didn't start this nation. We're just making other mistakes that a bunch of folks make before we came. Caught somewhere between Southern pride. Southern blame.
Oh, this is my favorite part right here.
The solo.
Mm-hmm. Dear Mr. White Man, I wish you understood. What the world is really like. Got that black choir in the background. In the hood. Just because my pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You try to get to know me. I really wish you would. Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the south into firewood. I wish I would have been there. But be a slave, I never could. Feel like a newfangled Django dodging invisible hoods. Nigga. See that white cowboy hat. I'm thinking it's not on good. I guess we're both guilty. Not by the book. I'd love to buy you a beer. Conversation clear the air. But I see that red flag and I think I wish I wasn't here. If you can judge my I won't judge your red flag. I understand what it's like not to be. I'm proud of where I'm from. You don't judge my gold chain.
Not everything we've done. It ain't like you and me can rewrite history.
Sing it with me, guys.
Oh, Dixieland.
Dixon needs some fixings. Fixings with biscuits and fries.
This is all
about. Like a black Yankee, but I'm thinking about this lady. Nigga, you not even from here. But giving the white man you up north.
You don't belong here.
Voting for Bernie. Bernie Marshall King, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Robert E. Lee, but I gotta thank Abraham Lincoln for freeing me. You know, it's real. It's true.
It's real.
It's truth. Hey man, that nigga got me blocked on Twitter. By the way, fuck you, LL Cool J.
Oh, what happened?
Cause he shouldn't have made this song. I'm sure I made jokes about it.
Okay, yeah.
I'm glad I'm blocked. Give a fuck. Making this shit. Making these white folks feel better about slavery. It's like the same thing. The iron chains and the gold chains. You know what I'm saying? It's real truth.
They not good.
If you forget the rape, I'll forget the tapes. You know what I'm saying? What?
I don't think it works like that.
Disgusting.
We'd like to give a thank you to the guest choir that stepped in today. I know my choir, they out traveling this week, so mm-hmm. we like to tell you thank you for stepping in.
I feel like that selection will make a lot of white people feel more comfortable listening to the show.
Right, because you know a lot of people say we're not multicultural, but we really are. We really are. We accept everybody.
Welcome to I Don't See Color Podcast Week. Okay. That's gonna be next week, after white people get mad about Black Podcast Week. The All Podcast Week.
Yeah.
It's next week.
Right. Every podcast counts. Hashtag.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all can't have shit without us being the center of it. Even though everything around the world is centered around us. And so your shit is our shit too.
Yeah. Shout out to Leslie Mack from the Interracial John podcast for organizing that last night. If you guys on Twitter and stuff, you still should all be on there. You check the hashtag Black Podcast Week, all one word, and we answered questions, and a bunch of other podcasts answered questions about Black podcasting, and you know, I think it was very informative and also very cool, man. So make sure y'all check it out.
Yeah, and especially for people who constantly have questions about podcasting and should I start one or what should I do, because some of the questions a lot of people went, well, it depends on that people's experience. Some people went more in depth than others, but a lot of people gave the truth about where they were and how they wanted to grow and stuff like that, and their feelings about audiences and things like that. So if you really want a lot of questions asked, and you know, some people, they might not feel comfortable like coming and asking us directly, other people, you can definitely find it on the hashtag.
All right, and if you're white, go listen to it go read it while we're playing Accidental Racist in the background, you know. Maybe if you feel you feel that uncomfortable, it helps out.
It does.
We got 5-star reviews on iTunes. Let's read them. Corporate Thug with a K says, essential tool in the working while Black survival kit. 5 stars. Based on my wife's suggestion, I started listening about a year ago. First of all, that's a keeper. Okay.
Shout out to your wife, dog.
Very smart woman right there. You married good, son. Initially, I would just catch the show reviews of Walking Dead and Game of Thrones. I started listening to other episodes and couldn't stop laughing while I was also pushed to think about my own views. Although I don't agree with everything you say. I know you probably hate gay people, but it's cool, bro. I can still listen while also feeling like my views are still respected. From now on, anytime somebody says they don't agree with everything, I'm gonna assume it's the worst things. I don't agree that women are equal, but I mean, other than that,
we cool.
I kind of like rape. I think it's a good thing.
Oh.
Well, don't stop writing that shit in the show. I don't expect anyone who writes the show to ever agree with everything we say. So let's just agree to leave that out of the reviews. You see what I'm saying, guys? Keep up the great work. The laughter I get from this podcast has prevented several incidents at work. LOL. So there you go. We stopped him from committing hate crimes because he hates gay people because he don't agree with all our views.
I hope not.
Thank you for the 5-star review. Seriously though, corporate_thug.
Yeah, we thank you. We thank you very much.
Best podcast out there, period, by B. Cleasy. I first listened about your podcast a couple of years ago from seeing Rod on the Evening Jones, but would always plug, have Rod on the show. So I decided to give it a shot. I thought to myself, this is cool. I may give this another listen. This is around the episode when Karen got the big chop. Fast forward 3 days and I had gone from this is all right to looking like Pookie, like from now till now, looking like Pookie from New Jack City is mad as hell. Like, how come they only got 30 episodes on my phone? Your show is an insightful, intelligent, unapologetically safe place for Black folks. You guys are always able to articulate what's going on in our world with a level of empathy seldom heard on other media platforms. You have become one of the voices I trust, along with Bo, Jesse Williams, DeRay, Netta, Feminista Jones, and others, to put the issues that affect marginalized people out in the world without any worry of being sold out. Oh, man. That's some good company, man.
Yes,
really appreciate
it is.
That. Seriously. On top of all that, the show is just funny as hell. I'm still about a week behind because I go back and listen to that Grammy-worthy Bullet Ball Redux episode at least once every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Awesome job, guys. You to make my long work commute not only bearable, but at times something I look forward to. Thank you so much, 5 stars. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I am redeemed, 5 stars, by Rafa Vic, who says, I was riding in my car when co-pastor Karen was talking about me riding in my car, not putting my 5-star reviews in the offering basket as it was passed by.
He was riding dirty.
Sometimes it do feel like the pastor be talking about you. You know? This is like, you be in church and they be like, and y'all out here in this world sinning. Some of y'all is masturbating.
Fending yourselves.
Watching this Japanese porn on these trains. You like, who, what?
Where did that come from?
Is he in my search history?
Right, how did you know?
I know about the hentais. I know. The God told me. Like, maybe he's real. I don't know. How did, somebody must have told him. I don't know.
Because I was in there by myself.
You cheated basketball sometimes. That boy didn't walk. It was two steps. It was two steps and a layup. You said it was a walk and you won the game. That's not what God would want. the sin of gluttony, two appetizers, really, Rod? Like, he looked right at you.
Yes, really.
Really? The crab legs and the ragoons? They both crab. Pick a side. The rest of y'all can leave the church. It's just, I'm talking to this nigga. Pull up a seat.
We got a long conversation.
Thanks for making me laugh out loud at work, at home, in the car, and on the long commutes. I've been telling my wife to make daddy a sandwich for weeks. Oh, Jesus. You still married? Are you okay? You don't get stabbed.
Hashtag, are you okay?
I hope she listens to the show, too, because that's stab worthy. I'd say that as a joke. She didn't get it. And she gave me spaghetti instead, so thanks for her. Hey, that's your fault. Better put on to the podcast, too.
Yeah, that's why you didn't get the sandwich you wanted.
I found you listening to Baratundi Thursday's podcast about race. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
That's a good show.
Good dude, man.
He is a good dude.
I interviewed him on our Medium Talk for our premium people. And I'm not bragging too much, but, you know, when he got done, he did tell me I gave him the best interviews I've ever had in his life. But, hey, that's just, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we just do what we can do, what we do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He kept mentioning TVGWT so much I had to listen for myself. He was not wrong. You two are the best. Co-pastor, don't kick me out of church for waiting so long. And free Bobby Shmurda. That's what I'm talking about.
Nah, you're not kicked out. Now you can shame everybody else.
Time for you to go home and start telling your wife you left a 5-star review and she didn't say shit.
Time to look at the rest of the sentence.
Incredible show, 5 stars by Jay Jetson, who says, Rod and Karen are incredible at podcasting. The shows are entertaining and informative. They're also inspirational. If you're not listening to this, then you're obviously doing something wrong. I agree. You're doing something wrong. I don't know what it is. If you're not listening to us, check your, they might be a pedophile. I don't know.
Get your life together.
I'm just saying, the kind of people that don't listen to our show are mostly criminals. we got feedback on the actual episodes. 1166 says, I hope you found solace. It was a feedback episode. We got one comment. And it was from R. Miller 728, and the comment is based on the poll. The poll was, who has better fried chicken, Popeyes, Bojangles, or KFC? Now, Popeyes won 80.43%. Bojangles got 17.39%. And KFC actually got 2.17%. They think it's better than Bojangles and Popeyes.
I thought there was 2% out there.
You did say 2% was out there. I can't believe it.
It's a very, very small number.
Should have been 100%.
Yeah, and it's probably because, nothing funny, they don't have Popeyes nor Bojangles anywhere in their vicinity.
Then they shouldn't be voting.
It's probably a 50-mile
You can't
drive.
Say it's better if you haven't tried anything else. Someone else told me that. We don't have a Bojangles. Didn't opt out of the poll. What kind of shit is this? I'm running a scientific operation, and y'all fucking with my numbers. I better not find out whoever voted KFC was like, well, I live in Alaska. It's only KFC, man. Anyway, R. Miller said, I voted Popeyes, but to be fair, we don't have Bojangles in the Midwest. You're on my shit list, R. Miller 728.
No, you're not.
I don't appreciate that shit, man.
Yeah, because for a lot of people voted Popeyes. For honestly, a lot of people, Bojangles isn't in their vicinity. Because Bojangles,
then stay out of my poll, okay? I can't help that you live in a food desert, but you need to stay out of my poll.
Now, Bojangles biscuits is a lot better than Popeyes.
Can't believe Bojangles got fucking second. Yep. I'm already disgusted at the results. regardless.
Yeah, because, and like I said, we've had Bojangles. They just, not Bojangles, Popeyes, because they just recently got one here, and their biscuits is like quarters, like little bites. I want a biscuit. I don't want no bites.
Yeah, Bojangles better, man. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay? Scientifically, I disagree with the poll, and y'all messed up my science because some of y'all voting in the poll don't even have Bojangles. That's ridiculous. The next episode is 1167, Fear of a Black Woman. Karen got all kinds of feedback on this on Twitter. People are loving it. We talked about all kinds of stuff.
We did.
Wait, why didn't I put the description in the episode? My copy and paste game is so whack.
We need to get together with it.
What a hell of a way to find out. I forgot to put the description on the actual
episode page. You probably put it everywhere else but there.
Yeah, I'm sure I typed it out because yeah, I've never. Sure
you typed it out too. You always type it out.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah. Rod and Karen discuss Easter. Yeah. Yeah. We definitely talked about Easter, Trump versus Cruz, and a wife off. Fife Dog tribute by WSB TV. Bowling alley investigation into a porn film. Rob Ford dead. Zelia Bank dropped a mixtape. Kanye pop up shop. Danny Boy arrested. Yeah, we talked about a lot of stuff that I didn't put in the description on the website.
You might want to add it because I was like, well, we know it's black women. That's about it. I don't know nothing else they talked about.
Yeah, I'm going to just, let me put it on there now.
I know somebody was like, it don't matter. Fucking pitch for this play.
I know. Yeah, it is. So we'll figure out what they talked about after I
listen to it.
Yeah. All right. So I just put it on there and let me update that. All right, so we talked about all that stuff and then people left comments. We had a couple. Long A Short A says, the righteous fury Karen released after Rod read that Hotep Facebook post was equal parts scary and soothing. I get mad every time I'm reminded that black women are tasked to pick up the slack for ain't shit men. So I got my life when Karen almost went Super Saiyan on that bullshit anti-black woman mentality. I thought Karen's hair was going to turn blonde and spiky. Will in Toronto says, I don't get to catch the last recast as often as I like, but I'm glad I caught this one. Your commentary on that Hotep clown was absolute church on a Sunday. Props to you, Karen, for speaking from your own experience to tie it all together and allowing the message to really hit hard. Thanks, Will in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Long A Short A as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sweetie.
And the poll was, should that school administrator be fired? Because that's really the heart of the issue is, and it's like it's a major issue there, is that currently that school administration, not administration, that school district is going through this idea of what's a fireable offense.
Yeah, a lot of people, yeah, because people have a tendency, the rules and regulations just across the board, be it with policing and schools, has not caught up with social media. They're always slow to catch up with new technology, but eventually, when people sign papers, it's going to be, hey, you can't do this on social media. You can't do that on social media. You can't say that. Like, eventually, they're going to have to get that specific, and probably a big lawsuit, something going to get pushed to the Supreme Court, and a lot, and something's going to be passed across the country to tell people, you can't do this.
Yeah, it's very much like, I don't know how you, I don't want this guy around any kids. That's my right. feeling. That's my personal feelings. At the same time, I do understand that there's a ton of homophobia, misogyny, and shit like that out in the world that people go to work, and when they get off work, they still have those views.
Mm-hmm.
So I do understand that, you know, just because I saw his Facebook page and I know he's fucked up, doesn't necessarily mean whoever the next person is won't be just as fucked up. I mean, just because someone's not saying the words faggot or bitch doesn't mean they're not homophobic or sexist. You know what I mean?
Correct.
There's people that go to church that consider themselves good people, but end of the day, they're still homophobic. They're still very misogynistic. You know, the roles that women should play should be subservient to men, things of this nature. So ultimately, they still harbor those beliefs, but I need to be assured that when they come to school, that's not what's going to affect the things that they teach kids. And I never feel comfortable saying that it won't, you know what I mean? But right. I also don't know this guy's work ethic or track record for people, you know, maybe he's never been in trouble at the actual school, but then someone found his Facebook page. Anyway, the poll was, should he be fired? Yes, he's homophobic and misogynistic. 95% say yeah, fire him. And 5% says no, it's his social media and his right to feel that way.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, his job is dealing with the youth.
Right.
And that's different. That's different than you on your, because I think a lot of times some people view this, they always look at it from their personal perspective. Yes, for most people, it's your personal page. And most companies aren't public platforms like this where people be like, you taxpayers' money and shit like that, completely different. Most people get paid from a company that's not, you know, not city, state, whatever related. But my taxpayers' money is going to pay for you. You don't have the right to do this. Mm-hmm. It's completely different than people on their normal 9-to-5. It's not the same.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I don't disagree. I don't, my personal feeling is he shouldn't do it. You know, he shouldn't be allowed to do his job because they got to get somebody better in there. But like I said, I don't know what the rules are, to be really honest with you. And it sounds like the school district doesn't either.
Nope.
Because it's not like they fired him or reprimanded him. They just were like, we'll look into it. And that's it. Will in Toronto says he absolutely should be fired. Who in their right mind would want their child exposed to that bullshit? Shaking my motherfucking head.
And that's the thing.
A lot of people do, though, for the record. A lot of people want their child exposed to that bullshit. You know? Like, what exactly was he saying that was worse than shit that people learn at church?
True.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people, and not to mention there's a lot of people that really do harbor those, you know, negative stereotypes of black women, negative stereotypes of women in general, that are anti-gay. You know, there's a lot of those people out there, and they probably have no problem with that dude, with, you know, which is sad on a whole different level.
Yeah, but it's like, that's something that I can't control. But when I send my child to school, my expectation is not this. Like, you can have whatever feelings, whatever fucked up opinions you want to have, but don't bring it in the classroom and just don't do this part of it. Like I can't control how you view things and the way you feel about things. And yes, you do have the right to say whatever you want to say, but when you have a job such as teacher, people have the right to clap back and be like, hey, not my child and not with my taxpayers' dollars.
I agree. You know, we'll see what happens. Evie, and also, freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom from the consequences.
Nope.
I mean, you say something froggy enough, you will get fired. Can we at least admit that? You know what I mean?
Right.
If he was out here saying, because for people that are like, it's his social media, if he was on Facebook being like, man, I want to fuck one of these little 14-year-old girls, people wouldn't be like, freedom of speech, his social media, it's his right to say. We'd be like, yo, he can't teach kids anymore. He got to go.
Right.
So, to me, not that it's equal, but some of the things he implied and said about black women, girls, and LGBT people is just as problematic. It's just as much scary to have a person holding those views and be in charge of those people's lives.
That and the fact that a lot of these groups are minority groups. He'd have came out and said this shit about white children, he'd have been motherfucking fired.
True.
So that's why that's the problem I have. Mm-hmm. It's the group that you target. So that's why I demand that he gets fired. If right. He'd have came out and talking about white women ain't shit, they'd have got his black ass the whole entire fuck out of there.
Mm-hmm. I agree. We had episode 1168, Giving the Kids a Push. We had Keith and Hemda on the show from the Keith of the Girl podcast. We had one comment. Evie E says, had that old lady done that to my child, she would have caught these hands. Hope she has a heart attack. And the poll was, would you report a racist person on OKCupid? Because one lady was solicited, you know, by a racist on OKCupid who called her nigger and all kinds of shit. Yes, I'll make the time. No, who has time for that? And I am the racist person on the dating sites. 40% of y'all will make the time to report that person to the police. Good for y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad y'all some fighters. 47% said, no, who has time for that? Just, you know, delete, block, whatever. And 13% of y'all are the racist person on the dating sites. So
shame on you.
Mike says, no, who wants to get involved with the police in that environment? I just have a lightning fast block reflex. Anthony Animal Thug Tatum. Oh shit, Animal Thug. you have to make time so you can fuck the racism out of them. What? No. Disagree. Fuck the racism out of them. Get out of here, buddy. All these light-skinned Negroes walking around, white people still racist as fuck. I hope you don't really think that's what's gonna happen.
I don't think he does.
She used to hate niggas, but then I came, you know. EVE says, I wouldn't, because the police probably wouldn't do anything about it, at least not in this country. I think the reason why that woman was able to make a police report for being on the receiving end of a racist rant was because she lives in England. They have stricter laws against hate speech than in the US, but if I was in the UK, hell yeah, I'd report his racist ass. Didn't know that. Maybe that's what it is. Episode 1169, Cardi B is a national treasure. Talked about a bunch of stuff. Karen forgetting her phone. Me.
Yes.
Making a bunch of homeless people from Goodwill look like 90s rappers.
Yeah, from New York. Fly.
AJ the engineer says, niggas, that was a great episode. I'm glad Karen brought up the topic about health. A couple years ago, I went to the doctor for a physical. It had been years since I got one. I was 28 at the time, and the doctor found out I have high blood pressure. What's funny is that I never experienced symptoms of high blood pressure, but it does run in my family. Since I felt fine, I never made it a point to get checked out. The doctor I went to was black, and he made it a point to tell me how I need to fix this issue now so I'm not almost dead in my 40s. He even made the comment that we as black men usually don't focus on our health until it's too late. I appreciate y'all talking about it and the motivational people in the Facebook group. It really is something we need to focus on, because the last few years have proven black people are dying earlier, and it really shouldn't be like that anymore. Cameron, you had to say something. I'm sorry.
So you're talking about, high blood pressure. Because the thing is, I had to get mine under control, because I don't show symptoms either. And it's one of those things where I don't get the headaches. I don't, nothing like that. So I have no signs. And so I went to the doctor to check my blood pressure. And she said, it's kind of high. She came back and checked it again. The shit went up. And she was like, we might have to admit you. I was looking at her like, what you talking about? So for everybody, don't get the signs. So, but for some people, they do. They get really sick. They get lightheaded and shit like that. So, yeah, that's something that you do need to check out. I know a lot of people do the machines that are like at the Rite Aid and shit like that. Actually start doing that stuff. We actually have one that we keep here at the house that we check to monitor that stuff, because the thing about blood pressure is a silent killer, because you don't feel it coming most of the times.
You also said, on a more serious note, a while ago there was a poll in the Facebook group regarding Cardi B or Jocelyn. Going off of the physical evidence, I chose Jocelyn. Justin used to make the same mistake too. I don't watch the show yet, so I didn't know which character either lady. I am here today to ask for forgiveness. Now that I've seen some clips of Cardi B, I understand that I was walking in sin. I vision the day where y'all allow me to sit in the church of Cardi B forever.
Come on in
and whatnot. that'd be cool if it was the church of Cardi B and people had to say that instead of like amen and whatnot, you know. And some of y'all out here on these streets not getting no chalupa and whatnot. And whatnot and everything.
That'd be the best forever. That'd be the best.
Let me tell you about my life and how Cardi B been so good to me.
Can I tell you about the goodness of Cardi B?
Oh man. The poll was, do you donate your old clothes? Yes or no? I just throw them out, or I give them to my family and friends. 95% of y'all donate your old clothes to Goodwill, Salvation Army and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's a very high number, and that's dope. 0% of y'all just throw them out. That's cool too.
Yeah, like I paid for them.
And 5% of y'all give them to family and friends. Animal Thug said, I like going to see how much they are selling my clothes for, depending on the price I may buy them. What? That makes no sense. Oh, shit, y'all get $20 for this jersey? Okay, well, good for y'all. And then the last episode was the one where we had Marissa Janae. You guys may know her from, Bernie. She she, no comments, but we recapped The Walking Dead. It was fun. And then we got the poll, and the polls about The Walking Dead. It was, are you looking forward to see to people in Rick's group dying on The Walking Dead? Yes, I love it. No, I hate when people die. 74% of y'all finally come around and admit that you on my team. You love to see him die. What's the point of not, what's the point of watching this if people ain't dying? And 26% of y'all said, no, I hate when people die.
Mm-hmm. Even though I know that's irrational and illogical, don't care.
Anthony Animal Thug Tatum says, I want Mother Dick to die. Little Abraham death. Evie says, anybody but Michonne. They can even kill Judah. Fuck the baby. Save Michonne.
Judah can take care of herself. She got a Glock in the diaper.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, oh wait, no, then we had some voicemails. We got three voicemails this week. Let me play this.
Brother Rod, Sister Karen, I am so happy that you are taking the measures that you are taking to make your health better. You know what I'm saying? But I want to ask you one question. Is your diet alkaline? Okay? Because you have to be eating alkaline in order to have a better diet. I understand that you said your thyroid is this and your thyroid is that. But don't listen to what the doctor says. That's a European doctor. Okay? He is going by European doctrine. But we must become is right and exact. We must become right and exact. We have to understand that if you eat broccoli and carrots, that's man-made. You understand? You have to understand that if you eat llama beans, that's man-made. And it will give you gas. As it is giving me. Wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be eating that. Anyway, is your diet alkaline? That is the thing that you have to ask yourself. Karen, Sister Karen, you have been going to do the booty boot camp, correct?
Yes.
Is your booty boot camp alkaline? You understand? see, we must become right and exact. That's what we got to know. Anyway, I just wanted to commend you on trying to take your health in your own hands and do your thing, but just understand that everything that you must do, everything that you do must be alkaline. You must have A and C battery acid everywhere you go. Wait a minute. That's a city. It doesn't even make sense. But everything that you do must be alkaline. You understand? Hey, I just wanted to give you some encouragement. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Peace.
Thank you. Appreciate the encouragement.
Is your diet alkaline, baby?
It is alkaline. I eat nothing but double D batteries. That's right, double D.
Oh, that's old school. That's
just people, like titties.
I bet you people out there don't know what the hell a double D battery is. Shit, don't know what a D battery is. But, shit, might not know what the fuck a battery is.
What? Don't know what a battery is, Karen. Anyway.
Everything's so technology, everything like pre-built in the shit, like, you know. Like when Mrs. Spann gave his baby that phone, she didn't know what the fuck to do with it.
Remote controls got batteries. You know? Like, it's still, batteries exist for a reason, guys. It's
yeah, they won't be around for long. All the alkaline everybody eating and shit, we gonna eat all of them.
I don't know why they haven't made a remote control that just has charges through a USB cord or something.
It wouldn't make fucking sense. And a lot of people use their phones as remote controllers. So if you live in a household like that, no, your child don't know what a battery is.
All right. Now you make a great case, and I stand corrected. I apologize.
Hey, Rod and Karen. This is Monica in Manhattan. I'm calling to say hi and tell you that I love you guys and I love the show. Every single Saturday, I get really mad that I never left feedback. and I think about it from Sunday to Wednesday, and then on Thursday I'm like, oh shit, I need to write an email or comment or call. And then Friday comes, and then I don't, and then Saturday I'm like, damn. Anywho, and then I always try to like get really specific, and there's so many topics that like I want to comment on and talk about and agree with you about, but then I don't know, I think I just like psych myself out, like somehow I've turned this into homework. So I just decided to call and say you guys are amazing and thank you for putting in all the work. Specifically, thanks, Rod, for like the research and the articles, and the variety of news, like, you know, politics, and then some international stories that you read. Like, it's just really cool. pretty much get most of my news from this podcast. And then the other thing I wanted to say is that I've also definitely started listening to other podcasts, like Gaming and Then Some. I just started listening to. I totally love it. Totally addicted. And then What's the Tea? Gosh, I've loved that for like maybe a year now or something. But I love Nick and Reg so much. And you know, so you know, yeah, I know, hear myself on Saturday. I love you. I hope you have a great weekend. Bye.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hi, sweetie. Thank you. That's what we here. We here to let you know that we ain't the only avenue and there's other people out there. And yes, I love Nick and Reggie and I love Sterling and Quita and Monique and all them. They're some of my favorite podcasts and my rotation. So we glad that you got them on and listen to them. We hope you branch out to some other genres, baby. There's a lot of podcasts out in the world.
And I really do appreciate you saying that you enjoy the articles and the research, because
mm-hmm. he does a lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of times when I do that stuff, I'm, you know, like I said, you always kind of second guess yourself, like, oh man, am I, you know, reading too much of this article? Is it too long? Is it this, that, or other? But I like to do a thorough show. I like to be informed myself, and I like to have our listeners be informed, you know, so that if they, you know, one of my biggest pet peeves is listening to podcasts where they clearly haven't read or don't know the details.
You can immediately tell almost.
Yeah, and it's kind of whack to me because we have the internet in front of us and it's right, like you can find the answers to the things you want to know. It just, to me, it feels like bad podcasting, especially. And then also, I mean, for my own ego's sake, I don't want to be wrong about shit because I just didn't know.
True.
You know, which is gonna happen. You're human. We talk a lot. Mm-hmm. We're doing the show 5 days a week, but I don't ever want to just be like, well, fuck, I should have known that. It was right there in the article, and I sat around and talked for an hour and was wrong. And then, you know, the next day, everybody's on Twitter being like, hey, man, why didn't you say blankety blank?
And so, another reason why he thorough, y'all, because of me.
Yeah, can't ask a lot of questions, too.
I do, because my thing is that I be trying, I want a understanding of what he's trying, you know, to say. And because a lot of the articles, just like you guys are hearing them for the first time, a lot of times I am too.
Mm-hmm. Also, since I started my new diet, I do have a period now, so I get a period every month. So y'all might have been on to something, I don't know. Last voicemail.
That's where all the tampons going.
Yep.
Hey, Rod and Karen, it's B White. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I just wanted to call and give Queen Karen a wonderful happy birthday and just tell you guys that I love the show and I love all that you do. And just enjoy your day. Talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, that was nice and sweet.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah, happy birthday, Karen.
Thank you. I am 37 years old.
I hear you.
And glad to be here.
And then we have emails. We have a couple emails. Let me see here. Chi-Chi writes in.
Are you opening up the phone lines?
We can. Yeah, sure. 704-557-0186. 704-557-0186 is the phone line. And you guys can leave. We'll take calls till we're done with the show. Chi-Chi writes in, Karen 2016, episode 1167. Miss Karen and Brother Rod, y'all, I have been negligent. I have been lax in my email support and egregious in my listening habits. I just had to email at the episode 1167, Fear of a Black Woman, when Karen was preaching that good word about how society refuses to place equal blame on men who ignore or refuse their children and families. You had me in literal tears when you were explaining your background. You are legitimately my sister. Are you secretly Nigerian like me? LOL.
Shit, I might be. I don't know. I ain't with that back in the family tree.
I messaged Rod a couple months ago via Facebook about how your podcast brought me out of depression when my husband and I were going through an extremely rough time as we transitioned to our one income. He's a principal, me a law student. Also getting my master's in urban planning. We briefly separated due to the stress and other factors. Ugh, niggas. So while lonely, I listen to your backlog as my access to the outside world and as a way to feel less alone. We finally got the help we needed and now are moving brightly into our future. Oh, that's good, man.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah,
that's
actually,
nice.
when I lost my job the first time, I can't lie, podcast got me through that. When Karen went to the hospital, podcast got me through that. So I've also relied on podcasts sometimes in times of stress and shit, just to know that life's going on somewhere for other people, that mm-hmm. you know, that you know, you can still laugh, there's still things to you know, to be experienced and talked about out there. Again, thank you both for your love, honesty, and continued content. You have a Nigerian sister here in Cleveland if you ever want to visit. All the best and continued success. See you in Cleveland. Thank you, Chi Chi. The problem is, of course, I will never go to Cleveland willingly. I'm sorry. LeBron is a better person than me because I will never go. Jarek writes in, mayor the vote. He says, I love you guys. I love what you guys do and appreciate you all creating your own platform and the work it took to get there. I also feel you on the meta vote phrase. I feel the same, but understand that I have to try to vote to keep Trump out of the White House. I'm not sure how in detail you have gone into to explain your stance on this year's election, but are you concerned that some people would take this message not to vote and thus keeping voter turnout low and opening the door for Trump to slide into the White House? Obviously, you aren't the only cause of low voter turnout, but I just feel though none of the candidates make me want to jump up and down or start humming old Negro spirituals. I do think if we abstain from voting, we allow Trump to win. If you have explained this already, I apologize for my ignorance. Please let me know which podcast it was on, and I'll listen for myself. Again, I appreciate that what you all are doing, and look forward to hearing and learning more about you. Continued success. Thanks, Jericho. Here's the problem with this, Jarek. We did explain this several times, and I don't feel like telling you which episodes it was on. I mean,
I don't remember. We actually got an episode called Man the Vote.
Yeah, a couple times we explained it in depth. Mm-hmm. The episode titles have it. The descriptions have it. If somebody doesn't understand it at this point, they willfully just are being ignorant and misrepresenting what we said. Mm-hmm. Mayor the vote is about the feeling of obligation to vote, even when you don't feel so rah 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 for the candidates, when you're not feeling the burn and when you're not with her, but you're like, I don't, you know, I do feel an obligation to go in here and pull the lever for you know, something I believe in.
True.
Or for something you know, like just because I believe in the process. So you know, we make jokes about, well, go because it's a nice day outside and shit like that, but keep in mind everything we said is go. Now I don't know if you'll ever hear this, because it seems you haven't listened to the podcast. If you really think this, you haven't listened to the show. So why, I don't understand the entitlement and ownership of people that would be like, hey, explain this to me and show me what you already talked about it, and then you don't care. You know, and I'm not trying to say that to as an insult, but you don't really care, or else you would have already known the answers to this, because we didn't just talk about it just one time and it was in the episode titles and descriptions. You don't really care. So, you know, it's kind of whack to do this, is what I'm saying.
And it's not you. It's a lot of people that have done this. Like,
it's not a lot. I mean, there may be a lot over the years, but I mean, mm-hmm. for mayor of the vote, only two people have tried to do this. They've both been wrong. He's not as adamant about it, but it's still very ignorant to assume that we would somehow be encouraging people not to vote.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you know, and then low voter turnout is going to be on y'all. We said go vote. We didn't say don't vote. For the record, I don't judge people for not voting for the, mm-hmm. so if you don't, you know, I'm not one of those people that be like, you know, if you want to abstain from voting, that's on you. The only thing I ask is don't be fucking complaining to me about shit that could have been solved with your ass coming out to vote. Other than that, I don't give a fuck. You know, if, you know, like if your thing is, you don't want to vote, cool. You, no one can make you vote. But mayor the vote is the exact opposite of that. It's go vote even though it sucks. So, it's sad that you think I get it, but no one else will. Because if they don't get it, they didn't want to get it. It's a simple concept. I didn't think it was that complicated, to be honest. Last email, stay positive, from Marcus, who says, love the show, stay positive, keep up the good work. Losing weight is hard, but you got this. Men deal with body issues too. I'm considered skinny, weighing in 170 pounds. I've dealt with shaming all my life. It took me to love myself to understand that this is my natural weight. I'm not going to give you any advice except be 100% you. Thank you for the wonderful podcast. Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. And, you know, it's so funny. I've said on the podcast, like, yo, I don't really want any unsolicited advice. You know, I already talked to my doctor. I already got some things working. You know, if I reach out to people, that's one thing, but I don't really want just people coming up to me like, and of course I got unsolicited advice. So you go, you know,
always happen
all up in the DMs, all in the private messages. People can't help themselves. Mm-hmm. Really can't.
Yeah, and they actually may have good intentions, but yeah,
I'm sure they did, you know. Oh, we got a phone call. Hold on. Hey, you're on with the Blackout Tips. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How y'all doing?
Cool.
Happy birthday, Karen.
Thank you.
First of all, who's this? Who's this, man? You got to tell us who you are.
Mr. Span.
It's Span, man.
Hey, man, you got to say that shit, okay? First of all, you need to be, you can't be calling up here with the black phone number.
No,
just...
no, this says Mr. Span. Man.
Yeah, you got to let us know it's Mr. Span, dog. So,
well, you know, the thing of it was, I was watching live and I was trying to time my call so that I didn't step over anybody's email. I wasn't even expecting y'all to pick up when y'all did.
I'm sure people appreciate that, man, because a lot of people write in, it's almost a running joke. They just be like, and you got cut off.
Oh. Professor LCH. Yeah, that's her thing. She ain't wrote in. When she get to writing in, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's going on, man? What made you call up? What'd you want to say?
Well, you know, I know I said it earlier on Twitter this week. I told you guys I was going to call this week. And it was about what Karen was saying on Fear of a Black Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that hit a nigga so hard, though. Like, for real. I was at work, and I'm like, yeah, I feel all this shit, and I got a customer over my back watching me work. Like, man, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? Because I'm listening to my earphone and whatnot. But, you know, I think it's important, man, that we get this understanding made for a whole lot of dudes, man, that your attitude towards mothers and single mothers in particular have to be one of understanding and one of empathy and one of sympathy, as Karen would say. Mm-hmm. I'm a product of a single mother. And when I hear niggas talking about single mothers, sometimes I get, well, I'm not going to even say sometimes, just about all the time I get upset.
Right.
Because I think about my mother and the things that my mother dealt with trying to raise me and my brother by herself. And one of the things I think about is the relationship that I had with my own father. And I remember, like, one of the reasons that me and my dad never really got along was the fact that that dude never took responsibility for his role in what happened with my life. I had a conversation with him just asking about, could I get a phone number for the sisters that I had that I didn't even know at the time? Like, could you give me a phone number? And he got mad that I wouldn't call him dad because I didn't know him like that. And he talked about, you know, my mother in a disparaging way. And at this point, my mother had been dead almost 12 to 15 years. She had been dead for a while. And I thought it was odd that, like, even after this time where I've reached out to this dude multiple times, that even in death, my mother couldn't get a modicum of respect from the dude in which he made a child with. So, yeah, man, everything Karen said, like, that shit hit like right home, hit right home. And I could relate so much to what Karen said. And, yeah, man, I just had to say that. I just had to say that. Like, I had to get that out there to you guys and express how much that meant to me to hear Karen, you know, kind of go through that and put that out there for the masses to hear. Man, that was so important.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think it was very powerful for a lot of people, you know, and
yeah.
I think we fall, especially for men, we fall into this like thing where no matter how you're affected by, you know, whether it's affected by the absence of your father, or some people affected by their father being there, you know, if a bad father doesn't have to always be an absent father. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people have bad fathers in their life, but it seems like no matter what happens, it ends up at the feet of women. just it just doesn't matter. It like does. You know, men just by default get to not be shit. And you know, for me personally, I had to cut a lot of people out of my life because I don't ascribe to that. And it's wild how readily we up to that, and it's just considered normal. Like, if you I was listening to Kanye West's new album, you know, and there was a line where he was talking about all the women that keep they fathers from the sons and they just want to go dig and shit, and I'm just like, so yeah. Was that your mom? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because you wouldn't say that about your mom, so why assume every woman out here is just out here doing people wrong and shit? You know, I'm not even trying to make the argument that it never happens or something like that, but if you're telling me the vast majority of niggas not taking care of their kids is just these women, man, bitches mm-hmm. be tripping, like, come on, man. Stop. So yeah, man, but that's cool. You
know, I'm sorry. You know, another thing that I think is important too, man, is like the ending of the cycle. You know what I mean? In which, like, well, you got a bunch of dudes who are fathers who say that they didn't know how to be a father because their father wasn't around, and they use that as that excuse. And it's like, at some point, that circle has to stop, and that circle can stop with you. So if you knew how it felt like to be without a father, and all of the feelings that you had with your father not being around, and your father not teaching you things, and your father not just being a presence in your life, you've already been taught everything you need to know about just to not be an ain't shit daddy.
Right.
He's taught you this even in his absence. And I take that to heart all the time when it comes to my daughter. You know, I learned how not to be a daddy by drawing off of the experience that I had with my dad. So that circle at some point has to end. I think a lot of brothers need to kind of get off their shoulders and do what the fuck it is they're supposed to do and leave a lot of those excuses out.
Yeah, it's wild to watch how it translates to like how we discuss celebrity relationships. Because it feels like everybody that's discussing celebrity relationships are really discussing their own, like their own views. Because it doesn't matter how scenarios unfold. It's, you know, Ciara versus Future. You know what I mean? Like, it's never, it's Khalees versus Nas. And then it's everybody takes up on a side or another side with very little nuance, very little specificity to the actual individual situation. It's always just like general, women always are wrong, or, you know, the dudes are always wrong, or whatever, however people get into these scenarios. But I think a lot of it just tells you the hurt that, for a large part, the hurt that men have put into the community, and the fact that we still continue to cater towards it, that there's no scenario where it's a man's fault that he's not taking care of his kids or whatever. It's just always someone else's fault. It's, you know, whether it's a prison system, whether it's, you know, the economy, whether it's it's women. It's just always somebody else's fault. It's never a choice that the man made that hurt his children.
That almost sounds like how Bernie Sanders supported.
Right? I wasn't gonna say it, man. I wasn't gonna say it. That's probably a good note to end the call on. Yeah. I don't want no problems.
You guys have a good day, man. Karen, have a wonderful birthday.
Thank you.
And
Mr.
Of course, thank you for your podcast, man. I've always been a supporter, will continue to be a supporter, and I love listening to you guys.
Same to you, Mr. Span.
We love you too, sweetie.
Hey, man, don't forget to check that Azalea Banks mixtape, man. It's out there. Okay.
You know what? I'm going to try to check it out, man, because like I said, my only criticism of her was that I only knew about her from all the bullshit she was in.
Yeah, I hope it's dope. Hope it's dope.
I do too.
Yep.
All right, man.
All right, peace. Y'all gotta listen to that episode where he got into Azalea Banks on Twitter. That shit's good.
Yeah, it was.
All right, man, that's it for today. I am out of here, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. If I need to double check, but if everything goes right, Danny Hatch should be on the show tomorrow.
Yay! That's the show with Danny.
That's right. So we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.